Great news, everyone. Fictional Reality is now able to offer a discount at checkout for an awesome virtual tabletop program that we have used for years, even before the podcast began. It's called Arkenforge. We have mentioned it time and time again on the show for its easy-to-use map-making, ambience and sound effect integration, and even its campaign tracking aspects. And now we can really spread the love to you. Use keyword FICREAL, that's FICREAL, at checkout and save yourself some gold. At arkenforge.com, they offer a 30-day free trial and have deals on bundles happening all the time. Treat yourself and your players to some high-quality audio visuals, whether you're in the deep, dark dungeon, sloshing your way through slimy sewers, visiting bustling city streets, sailing the high seas, cruising a neon metropolis, navigating the stars, or surviving the wasteland. You can make fiction a reality with Arkenforge. So don't hesitate to go see for yourself, and remember to use keyword FICREAL before checking out, and tell them Brackish and Haplo sent you.
Record. Okay. Welcome, creators, to Brackish and Haplo's Fictional Reality. I am the Bruiser Brackish Kempf.
And I am Haplo of Samsara, assassin to the stars.
Different every time. And we have with us today our guest star, Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello. Welcome Hello. To the show.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. We just finished our one shot, our Samsara one shot. Thank you guys and girls for chiming in and looking into that. It was nice to see the input behind that in the Facebook page. I know, Jenny, you're quite the active member of our Facebook page, and I appreciate every little bit of it.
Yeah, your writing's awesome. You should probably get on Discord.
And this is why she's on today, too, because she is that creative, and I know that she'll make a great little character.
Mm-hmm. I'm a founding member.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, so there's the one shot that just finished up. Check it out. There are a few little skits that we did as well.
Yeah, leading up to, we had the interview for the cook position, which a couple of people actually got hired in that.
Yeah. Cook wanted.
Yeah, yeah. That was a fun episode. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one linked to it was Fish On. We did a little role play skit based on a couple characters we had recently created.
The Lure. As he's known to his fisherman fans. Yeah.
And with the character creation episode itself and the encounter creation all leading up to that one shot, lots of participation between the Facebook page, Discord, for the most part is where we get a lot of that information. Yep. Other than that, follow us on Twitter. Check us out on
every major social media.
Instagram and stuff, right. And contribute wherever you like to. We like to see.
Or just hang out. Listen.
Yeah, totally. You can come out, hang out, and listen. We currently put on a little open mic on Fridays.
We'll kind of set a topic, but we don't really stick to anything. Yeah. So
kind of see how it goes, whatever.
Just something to drive some conversation, get people there.
We had a member yesterday that got the Dungeon Masters, our new Game Masters book.
Yeah, Game Masters on random encounters or something like that. Yeah, we kept unscrewing it up every time we announced it. I never even heard of it, so it was pretty.
Yeah, that kind of.
We did a little roll on a bar and some other stuff.
Yeah, so. We built a character with the dice rolls from the book. And,
yeah,
it was Archer Pollard. Pollard.
It was pretty quick. Like he got it back really good, so it must be set up pretty well. I'd be interested to see that book. So
yeah, and hold on to those characters and I mean stuff like that. I like to hold on to, jot it down, and put into the episode as NPCs. Anything and everything is available for content. So don't be afraid to come and chime in, even if it's silly off the wall stuff. That's even better.
Yeah, that's and that is like we want to like I like to hear the oddball or offbeat or off the beaten path stuff that people have done in their games because I do it sometimes. And I just wonder, do other people do this weird stuff that I do? You
know? And short of the polls that we put on Facebook and writing prompts and this and that on Discord, currently we're doing a little bit of play-by-post games where we use a bot linked within D&D Beyond to help with some like gameplay on the fly.
Yeah, and we have some local experts in that group. Well, not so local. I think they're all from Europe or wherever they are. We're very international fan base right now.
So we got a few members that are helping us learn that system.
Yeah, really, really good at it. Wow, I was super impressed. It was so much different than the basics that we were running when we did our online Discord there.
Yeah.
This is it's a lot funner when you learn these actual commands. So come and check it out.
Yeah, look forward to the next as we build up to the next one shot. We'll have more writing props, more polls, more just absorption of all this creativity and content that you have out there. The other part was to mention there we actually build and create things in Discord as well on the fly that you can take away for your games.
Yeah, we just built a city. We're building a city.
Prompt you, Jenny. It's a circus-based city. What aspect of the circus do you think would make a good district within the city?
The freak show.
You've seen that one already. That one's already on Facebook. Got anything else on your sleeve? Up your sleeve? Anything else? Take your time.
Trained animals would be a good aspect.
I mentioned that, and then we never did anything with it. Like the, what do you call those people?
The lion tamers?
They have the lions and the bears and the elephants. So, I mean, there's something to be feared there for sure.
They could be beholder tamers.
Mimic
tamers.
Yeah. Ooh, that's even better. Look
there
at
you
that.
Go. Pouring out there here. You go. Yeah, love get it. On Discord.
Yeah.
Discord?
Yeah, Discord. Very cool, very
Discord,
nerdy, very
that
cool.
That cord, whatever cord.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
do something.
So, yeah, I mean, short of mentioning those things for this little intro we have here, I'll let you do your thing, bro. DM Brackish.
All right. So, I'm going to start with a bit of a recap on the last one. So, Charles and Jonda, as he likes to be called.
Jonda Tweak.
We're on their way to Groomburg after Smith had set up some weapons, plus one short bow and plus one short sword that glimmers even when it's dark out. So with no way to continue, you're kind of lost. Like, this land is not good to be traveling at night. Everybody knows that. There's no sunshine, so there's no moonlight. So it's pitch black at night. You thought about making camp, but in the distance, you heard a band of hillbillies, which you snuck up on and checked out and thought that they were, you know, not violent. So you quickly made allies of them as you offered to help them locate some missing children. After making some intros, Jonda decided to cheer up the crowd with some music. And they had some food, got some rest, and then in the morning they were tasked looking for the children's with Jeb. Jeb went against Johnny's instructions and took you where he saw goblins. You followed and very quickly found and killed a group of goblins that had a child in tow. Jeb took the child back as you proceeded to a cave. I think actually Charles gave him a dagger to defend himself just so he'd be safe getting the child back. And you proceeded to a cave where you found one guard. Using your invisibility as Jonda made short work of the guard. It was actually, he turned invisible.
That was really sweet. I remember that quite vividly, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then you proceeded with stealth into a cave, and it was an old mining setup. Like, you could see the pillars and stuff for supports and in the structure. Inside, you stumbled upon a blocked-off crescent, which was a secret entrance into the backside of where these guys were settled down. You used that to your advantage in battling a couple of bugbears that had a hostage laying nearby, nearly dead and naked, as one of the goblins had stolen his money and armor. You defeated them, and then you found a common goal with Vodos, as a spawn from his school was taken as well. You searched the cave and found a secret entrance. After opening it and walking through, you found a massive body of water that moved, even though nothing was in it. As water shoots up around you as you were looking, some murrows popped up and you started fighting them, but a green light appeared in the water. As a wave of water was pushed towards you, coming from where the green light was, you caught your first glimpse of an Abeloth, who announced himself as Cursus in everybody's mind.
Ugly mothers.
A vicious battle ensued, your team working well with Vodos, actually making pretty short work of the Abeloth, which that was to my surprise, defeated him, and then four small beings started to float up as Vodos spotted his spawn underwater, and his spawn spotted him. They swam together as the other children popped up, and you could see the cloudiness in their eyes disappear as if they were charmed. As soon as that was finished and curses faded down into the depths of that dugout, the sun slowly started to poke up through a hole in the ceiling, and none of you have seen this in either a long time or ever.
I remember being
you being that old, you probably remember the sunshine.
Okay.
Like, because you're, what, 150 or something?
We were all 120.
120 yeah. years old. So my prime. You would remember that. And that's the recap from Nosidia.
Hey, As we move into the chapter two, A Glimpse of Hope.
After defeating the Abloth, known to you as curses, you found the children you were looking for. The adventurers see the light coming through the ceiling. This is Charles, Tweak, and Vodos. But that's not the only thing that has changed. It feels different, like everything has changed. The stench, the cold, confusion has lifted. And now you're sitting with that closed door with all the children inside that cave. You see the sunlight through the hole that was in the ceiling, and that's where you're at.
We're all on the banks with these children. Vodos is there. Charles is there.
Yep.
Oh my god. This is amazing. I can't remember the last time I seen the sun, but it's so beautiful.
It is something to behold.
It's warm. Oh, it's so warm. It's so... Oh, this is...
Yeah, whatever. It's cool. It's fine. Can we go get paid now?
Oh, Charles. Yes, we'll go get paid.
For somebody who goes out and saves people, but you sure have an attitude.
Yeah, Charles. Like, do you even want to be an adventurer, or are you just in it for the money?
Obviously the money.
Well, I mean, I respect that. I mean, I'd like to get paid like any other person, but...
Can we just go?
Yeah, we don't have to stay here any longer. Who knows
what'll
happen?
I must return the child, the spawn to my school.
Well, that makes sense. Is it a far travel for you, Vodos?
It is quite the distance. It took me many days to get here.
Are we close to the ocean here?
There's a river that I took in.
Ooh, interesting. You swam upstream to get in here?
Yeah.
You are stronger than you look, sir.
I can swim with anything. Anybody in water.
Looking to these children, do they have any thing to say, or are they kind of in a recovery mode, if you will?
They're kind of talking amongst each other, I imagine, like a little bit, you know, nervous, as if like the police take them out of a bad home or something.
Oh,
you know,
okay, like that kind of thing. Shy orphan attitude.
And you've kind of gotten a glimpse that they seem to all be promised something. Like it's all about greed and then the charming and the stuff. So like there's a veil that's pretty much been lifted.
So Jeanda, kind of a, you know, having worked to help bring them to shore and making sure they're okay, would ask,
are you doing okay? What's your name, little guy?
My name is Gilbert.
Gilbert, that's a very strong name. You know where you live? Where are you from?
I travel around a lot with my dad. He kind of runs a military.
So you could take that he's the Lord's kid, the Lord's child, the one that's worth all the bucks.
Oh, I see. You're the one that your dad sent out a big reward for.
I really just want to get back to him.
Don't worry, little guy. Under our protection, we'll get you there.
Thanks, mister.
Money or no money?
There better be money.
Yes, Charles, of course there might be money. Of course there might be.
So you remember how the door works? It's got the same handle on the inside as you look. It's more exposed. It's not hidden. Yeah. This is the exit. So,
Charles, help me out with this again.
Yeah, it went so well last time.
Yeah, well, just put your weight behind it, okay? You're really cranky today. I'm not really getting along with you today.
And Vodos offers to help this time, too, as he saw how hard it was. Let me come right in there.
Thank you, Vodos. Thank you.
So you can roll an advantage strength if you want. Is Vodos helping you?
Only if I want to.
Yep.
Look at that jank die. Well, advantage. So we got a natural 1 and a 16 plus... 18
is enough to pull that handle down as the water shoots out again from the sides. Charles knew to stay out of the way this time. And with that eye roll, you handled it better. You knew what was going on, so the water just shoots out around the side, and the big wooden bridge kind of drops, opening your exit out. And you remember the map a little, I imagine.
Yeah, I remember the other side of the, that's the tunnel.
So you have, like, the washed-over fire pit that was put out by the water. It's very fairly dark in here, but with the sun from it, you have a glimmer, so you have, like, a very dim light.
Right.
Wow, look at that. As the sun just kind of peeks its face in here, right, Charles? Look at that. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's really great. Can we go now?
The wet walls and the moss, and I think there's going to be a lot of growth in here.
I kind of go on a little bit.
And there is, like, where the sun is shining, you're already starting to see, like, some bright greens come out and stuff like that. So,
look at this. I didn't see this coming in.
Just, like, the light.
It is brilliant. never seen this.
I couldn't imagine what you'll be seeing down in your home. I hope the sun spreads far and wide.
Well, I just hope that the animals come back.
Oh, that too. I cannot wait.
And yeah, so you have these children in tow. You know people who know where to get these kids too. So
okay, so would, like
however you guys want to play that
our
out.
Our first trek, I'm imagining, would be backtracking to find the hillbilly crew that we met in the last sessions to meet up with them. Is any of these children? One of the children belonged to a woman. I can't remember her name.
No, that's the one that you rescued from the goblins. She's already back home right. with Martha, her mother.
She was in the sack.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I guess like. Unless you say otherwise, making our way back to this group of people that...
So the minute you step outside, something hits you like a brick wall. Both of you roll history or nature. And I need a 12 or higher.
Both of you as in...
Yeah. New character. Oh, sorry. And, yeah, she can roll for Charles. I'll roll for Vodos.
And sorry, you said just...
with not... a natural 20.
For Charles?
Yeah.
History, you said?
Yeah, or nature.
Or nature. Ah, history. 16 for me.
Okay, so yeah, you and Voto step out. Did you roll a one?
I rolled an 8.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Charles, it doesn't seem like he doesn't give a shit. Like that's just how he is. But the two of you, Votos and you, walk out, and you can see him like with through his gills. I don't know how he'd smell
he
or whatever.
Open up and.
What is that? It's beautiful.
It reminds me of something.
Votos would remember the smell of flowers as the sun. The world is so ready to change. It just needed a little bit of help. So you guys are seeing like instant reactions from this. Flowers are opening up. The smells, it's not that dank stench garbage smell that you dealt with your whole life. It's
more fresh, and even a breeze picked up.
Yeah, and then you see in the sky a bunch of white birds swirl through in the sunlight and stuff. It's just like a huge... You haven't seen this in forever, so I can only imagine you're clicking your heels and skipping, you know? Like,
I literally do that jump up and click my heels and wow!
And with a very, very strong feeling that you guys did this. Yeah. Like, it happened the minute that you slayed curses.
You know, I haven't had felt this inspired in a long time, and I take my bagpipes out and I go...
Nice!
Play a little bagpipe tune as we make our way.
Charles starts to walk away.
And I stop playing. Charles, where are you going? The camp is this way.
I just need a minute to myself.
Well, I thought you wanted to get paid, don't you?
I do. Let's go. So Voto says, I want you both below. I think of you as, or I hold you in high standing. I must return to my school, but I will tell everybody what happened here today.
Wow, it's great. I'm so happy we were able to rescue you, Votos, and then you got your child back, and I wish you all the safest travels on your way back home.
I will never be able to repay the debt to you.
That's true.
You dirt-porn bastard. so you decide to head back. You have the children in tow. You make it most of the way to the camp where you run into your hillbilly friends. As Johnny approaches you quickly as you guys are making your way down that trail. I mean, the trail's pretty wide open and stuff like that, right? The trail that you took down here.
Well, hell, I didn't know you guys was going to make it till Jeb told me what you did there with them there gubblers. I'm sorry for not listening, Jeb. I'll do better by you next time. Oh, gee, Johnny, thanks.
As Johnny continues, I assume you're going to continue on to that town, Grunberg. That's where these children need to go.
Felt like I should warn you. That town is full of not so good people, and even an orc patrols the streets there. And the road is known to be full of gobblers.
Gobblers?
Gobblers?
Oh, okay, yeah,
those
I get
those filthy
you.
Little fuckers.
Yeah, with the nasty mouths. Okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah, gobblers.
It kind of elbowed Charles a little bit. Gobblers. It's hilarious.
They're not normally out running around in the day, though. That's why I got these people out of here. Not one of those guards or that asshole Drex cares about the missing children.
Trex?
Yeah, Drex.
Drex. Drex is the boss of these orcs?
He runs that town. The orcs is just one of his soldiers. He has a lot of soldiers there.
And we'll guarantee to run into these guys on our way to Grunberg?
He runs the town. It's best that he does not know about these children.
And you said Grunberg?
Grunberg.
Grundberg.
Svesny might be from there.
Svesny from Grunberg.
We can only hope.
So on our way to Grunberg, we're to expect some trouble, I hear. Is this what I'm getting here?
Unfortunately, I would assume that, yeah. But Martha has offered her horse and wagon. And when you get there, find a monastery. They will take the children. They will hide them. They will get them to their families. And we will tell all the good folks we meet about you guys. I feel like things are going to change around here.
Well, I would certainly hope so. Any more of this and we'll be sitting pretty.
So you head back to the camp. And once you're in sight, you see all the same carriages gathered around in the circle with the small fire burning. But a lady is running towards you at full speed with her arms spread wide as she darts straight to Tweak and grabs him and picks him up.
Oh, whoa, you. Oh, that's not necessary. We can.
Oh, I didn't believe it when you said that you would help. You're so little, but I knew something was about you was good. You are something special. You need to know this. I don't want to keep you, but I owe you my life. Take my wagon. I made you all some food and the horse as well. Just return when you're done.
Well, it was my pleasure, Martha, and I'm happy you guys were reunited.
And she sets you back down after a big hug.
Now, please don't waste time. There are others who need heroes like y'all.
Or, like, and maybe you want to stay. Like, I don't remember exactly what you were sitting at or anything like that.
I guess
you might need a rest, but you have a carriage now. And, I mean, you had a place to stay there already. But she says, just to make sure... she wants to introduce you to someone who she thinks can help you.
Introduce me to someone else? Well, do you hear that, Charles? We might find another new friend today.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Can't wait to meet.
Right?
As she leads you back, you see a Goliath just finishing up some slop.
And oh, my.
Her name is Svitsny. Svitsny, this is the hero I told you about who done saved my daughter.
Well, hello there. It's always nice to meet a new friend.
Hi.
Are you enjoying the food?
I am until I was interrupted. Let me finish. What is it?
Well, we're going to Grunberg, and we have some children to take back there and reunite with their families as well. Am I under the impression that you're going to be joining us?
Who's we?
Well, me and my friend Charles here.
How many children?
I think there's three in tow, is that right? Four in tow.
Grunberg, you say?
There's Grunberg, yeah. I mean, we're going to have some trouble on the road, I hear, from these others, but...
I have business to do there. I believe I shall join you.
Charles is pissing and moaning the whole time.
What?
That's
it?
I'm done with this.
What is it, Charles?
This is bullshit. I didn't sign up to be some sort of do-gooder, and these people don't even have our money. We still haven't been paid.
Well, we have to go to the Lord.
I'm going to town. I'm going to find a real job. I wish you the best. Or not. I don't really give a shit. Have fun, losers. And he just starts to dash off.
Oh, my. I just... Charles, why? What? Oh,
fuck you. He's got a finger in the air. He just... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. He's not usually like this. I mean, we've been traveling for some time now. I don't know what's gotten into him.
This guy's your friend?
Well, he was. I thought he was my friend.
And I'm
noticeably upset that he was like, we were connecting and he's decided to just take off. But under the impression, like, he doesn't, like, we were going to get paid. We just had to do a little bit more good.
Yeah, he's mad. Doesn't like that. He is an evil character. So the fact that the money isn't there, he's just mad.
Well, maybe we'll meet up with him in Grunberg. Grunberg. Grund.
I don't know how you guys want to play out the night. If I feel like you should probably have a rest.
Yeah, I think I was down pretty good after that fight. I know I don't have it properly noted here, but wanting to take advantage of a bit of a rest before we would carry on. But at the same time, getting to know Svitsny.
So, Svitsny, how did you find yourselves to this wagon band? We were lost for a while before we found them ourselves.
Oh, I was traveling with one of my clan members, Daxter. He had to go attend to some other urgent business, so I decided to stay with these guys. We just had ran into them in the woods.
Urgent business is quite the pry away. I've noticed this is an ongoing theme between pairs here.
Very urgent business.
Well, that's a shame.
It's very personal. I can't go into details.
You haven't been traveling long, have you, to get here?
Oh, we're nomadic people. We've been traveling our whole lives.
Oh, I see. This is interesting. I've never met a Goliath before.
Fucking joke.
I've never met somebody so short in stature myself.
Well, I tell you, there's a big heart inside this little chest.
Bang, he thumps his chest as he does it.
And I'd be happy to share that energy with you any given day of the week. Do you like music?
I do, and I hope your heart can be useful as a weapon if we do encounter anything along the way.
Oh, I'm full of magical ability in here. I think we could make a good combat team here. I could support you in my magical abilities, I think.
Okay.
That's a mighty big axe you're wielding.
Yeah, I doubt you could even lift it. Here, try. I'll throw it at him.
All right, and I will
roll a strength check. That's a heavy axe, dude.
14 total?
You managed to hold on to it, but he's going to be making some noises.
So you throw this axe at me, and I grab it and manage to keep my balance as I toss it into my hands.
I'll leave the magic to you. I'll wield the weapons. Pass that back, please.
Oh, jeez. And
push it back up to you.
Yeah, that's a pretty one, though. It's silver and everything, that one.
It is.
Want to know anything about me?
Yeah, tell me more about this magic you got.
Insight check.
Natural 20.
No, wow, in your face.
Are you trying to deceive me in your... Are you being like, I would make the check against how you truly feel is what how that would work.
Well, like, I'm curious. I need to know if you can stand up to our traveling. You seem a little bit running on optimism rather than any sort of skill set. Optimisms aren't skills, my friend Janda.
Oh, I beg to differ. Oh. I've gotten myself out of many a tough spot by keeping an open mind.
And Martha steps in and be like, you do see that there's sun shining off of what this guy did now.
Right?
I haven't seen that in my whole fucking life.
Ah, it's such a shame. I remember being very young last time I seen the sun. You should have seen the monster, though, Martha. It was absolutely wretched. It was trying to control our minds and the water. Its lair was, like, gross. I fell in it when we first got there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like, look at
I point out my armor, and it's just kind of covered in this dried gunk by the time we've walked into camp, and it smells.
There is a wash bucket over there, and the water now, it seems to be good. We haven't drank it yet, but I think it's good. It doesn't stink. Yeah.
Walking over to it. It was clear before, but it had a sulfury sort of...
Yeah, and if you had drank it, there would have been problems with that. Like, it was not good.
And
it's
I
tainted.
Guess, like,
everything's tainted.
Everybody's kind of used to the water being somewhat
Well, they
tainted.
Boil it or cook with it and stuff like that. Yeah. You can't just straight up drink it, but it almost seems like you could, no.
Looking into the clear bucket.
Svisny, have you tried this water? This looks amazingly different.
I've given it a go.
Man, there are no Rolla. No, I'm just kidding. No, it definitely is. It is safe to drink now in this area like that.
Yeah,
that poison, it lifts everything's good.
Taking my own ladle full and make, oh my gosh, like just knowing that this water has been as fresh, like I haven't drank fresh, clean water for years and years and years. I would imagine that would
it's
be
always
pretty
been
amazing.
Boiled or like distilled or whatever.
Yeah, so it always have that lingering weirdness to it. But drinking it for the first time and being very. You're not very. This is amazing. I can't speak deep enough as to how great this feels to drink clean water.
Yeah, and some of the others are coming up and they're taking the cup and, like, you know, they would drink it in a pinch, but there's like problems with drinking. You get ill and stuff like that.
Okay,
so but you still need water.
Yeah. And they haven't really done it for themselves.
Yeah, they come in there not scared of nothing, just, water. Perfect.
Yeah, and then I guess it would be such a shame to wash myself off with it. I mean, is there a water source?
Yeah, there's a creek going through there.
Okay, I think I'll just make my way over to the creek to clean off if that's fine.
And I'll just kind of start walking and do that for
free world
for the
I mean, kind of
opening of the evening and into a resting situation, I guess.
Okay, and that's it's not a lot going on. There'll be some food made again by them. Obviously, they kind of Martha kind of keeps a tight carriage assembly. There's food, there's stuff like that going on. So it's just winding down, lights dwindling after that, and all the battling and stuff you did. It would be the wee hours of the evening anyway, so the sun's starting to fade away. The moon and the stars are starting to come out now, which, again, you haven't seen in a long time.
As the night kind of comes into play, I like to think that Janda is always tinkering with a little bit of, because so he is a rock gnome, is good with tinkering tools and all that. So Svisny, you'd see him kind of with a cloth over his lap, and he's got a little telescope in his eye and a pair of pliers, and he's kind of tinkering with something and making some sort of device around the campfire.
And yeah, however you guys want to play, there's food there, and you could get ready to make camp for the night. So, you do have a carriage that you slept in last night that you already know of. So yeah, that's it for the night. Are you guys are going to go for a rest? You're tinkering your way right now. What are you trying to build?
I am working on a little mechanical bird.
Little mechanical bird.
Yeah, but she don't know that.
Well, and seeing how I have agreed to join him, I'm going to be watching him very closely and carefully. And I have great vision, so I can probably piece together that you're building something.
Hawkeye Stevens, we'll call you.
Mm-hmm. Eagle Eye.
any check towards being able to determine what I'm actually making, not knowing anything about my trade?
I would say it would be hard to decipher, unless you have like a final product almost, you know?
Yeah, because you could do an intelligence check to even lean into what, if she does know. I mean, unless you
want
to give it to her.
I'm just watching him carefully, so.
Yeah, so she doesn't know, but she's watching you piece together parts probably, and stuff like that.
Sure. I have a lot of patience, so I'll just wait and watch.
Okay.
And eat.
As the two sit in silence, you hear Jaunta.
Ding, 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 ding.
And then, bam, a little spring pops away.
I need that. I need that.
I'm like looking, actually, in the mud. Oh, I lost a spring. Oh,
and
man.
Then as this is going on, I'll pull out my whetstone and I'll start to sharpen my axe as I kind of look across at him as he's fumbling.
Respect for Brackish on that one.
As you begin sharpening your axe, Sean is searching for this spring, and he's gotten his glass, and he's like, oh, man, I don't have very many of those left. Oh, man. Takes me a while to kind of make an investigation check to try and find it.
Yep. It would be 12 or higher.
17.
Yeah, you see it. You were standing on it the whole time. It's like one of those things. Ah, there it is.
Pushed it into the mud a little bit. I rolled a 6 on that, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's why he forced the investigation.
Yeah, I did.
I want you to know what I'm capable of.
Yeah, trying to show you guys my character. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if, you've spent over an hour on it, so you are starting to get your final product together with that, and it is getting late.
I don't finish it. I definitely take, I know that mechanically I can take an hour and finish something, but I'm working on it very meticulously and just making it a bit of a hobby project for the moment. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and I'll walk over. I'll be like, I think I'm going to go to sleep. What are you making over here?
Oh, is it that late already? Wow, I'm just making a little bit of a fun project for myself. There's not as many birds around nowadays, so I thought I'd make my own. And I kind of stick it up, and it's like half done to where like maybe there's two legs and a half a body, but like the shell of the body is missing. And I kind of like see, and I give it a little twist, and it's like does a quick little tweet tweet doo.
Swissley will look over, only half amused, kind of wondering what she's getting herself into. Okay, well, I'm gonna go to my tent.
Well, have a good night. I'll see you in the morning. I'm looking forward to adventuring with you.
Early start, right?
Yeah, if you're an early riser, I can work with that.
As you're walking away, I'm imagining.
Well,
so you have the carriage that you stayed in the night before, and you have this one that Martha has offered as well.
Okay, so she's permanently given us one to use, and we're all...
Yeah, and she just wants you to return it whenever you're done with it, kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you got a horse, a carriage, to take the children to Grundberg.
Okay, are they coming with us, or are they staying?
You got to take them there.
So, like, the whole caravan is coming with
us? No. It's just you guys taking the kids there.
Okay.
The rest of them don't go to that town because it's run by not-so-good people.
Okay, so the town itself is a bit...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the wrong people are in charge.
Eventually go in for my sleepy time.
Shouldn't be too hard to get up with the new sun.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're right, Svisny. That's right. The sun sets. I forgot all about sunsets.
It's already set.
So as
sunrises, I forgot all about sunrises.
Yeah, no doubt, eh? That would be crazy. But as Jaunta drifts off to sleep, he starts to get an empty feeling in his head. He starts to feel as if he's floating. You hear a whisper.
Sleep.
As you close your eyes, it isn't darkness. There's a bright green light in front of you, and then it disappears. As you were left in the darkness floating in the abyss, you feel as if you're not alone here.
There you are, tiny man. What is your name?
This entity I've never seen or experienced before.
You'd remember the voice from being in your head before.
Okay, okay. And I'm in this dream state while this is all happening?
Yeah, it seems like a dream to you, yeah.
It feels like a dream.
Yeah.
As I see this bright light form and speak to me, I definitely have my heartbeat like beating in my chest as I lay there sleeping.
Janda, who are you?
You small creature. You dare to oppose curses. Do you even know what I am? Tweak.
How do you know my name?
I am your god.
I don't think you are. That's not... No! No! No!
That's why you will die.
I'm definitely in a cold sweat laying in bed under this intense interrogation.
If you do not stop this charade, you will face pain and anguish like you've never before. I will make an example of you.
As you feel the tentacles wrapping around your arms and legs.
You will fall to my army.
And behind him you can see flashes of green light happening as the tentacles wrap around you. He starts to lift you up in the air. And you see behind him now, off these green flashes, there's about 40 or 50 Abeloths gathering behind him.
And it's kind of in an abyss.
Yeah, and green doors are opening and they're like appearing there and stuff.
So I'm kind of witnessing, okay, this yeah. transfer of...
Green giant doors open and close with Abeloth stepping through them.
Brothers, witness the weakness of our enemy.
As you feel your joints and they start to pop and crack and a numbness comes through your limbs and legs as your arm and leg are ripped off, blood splashes through. Suddenly all the pain goes away and you're floating again by yourself with your arm and leg on, like everything's gone back to normal. And another booming voice says,
Fear not, you are on the good path. Stay strong, they fear you.
Wait, that's why they attack you.
And you wake.
Wait.
I wake up kind of from the nightmare sort of thing?
Or yeah.
Just like, loud enough is Fisney in the caravan?
She'd be away from in a different caravan.
Different caravan, yeah, so she wouldn't have witnessed
it. Because I figure I've been staying with them, I probably have my own tent.
Sure, okay.
So...
Okay, so waking up.
Yeah, they had vacant carriages because they keep dying. That's how they got into a carriage.
So as I wake up out of this nightmare state, I just take my thoughts into account and reflecting on this to my character knowledge. Like, if it reminds me of the light I seen in the water, and it reminds me of some sort of transference or teleportation gate or something like that is what's coming to mind.
Yep.
And I'm like, they feel like we have more trouble. There's much more trouble.
Yeah, and like that booming voice filled you with joy. It was not a...
Okay.
The one that came at the end there, that was definitely like a reassurance or something. Like, you'd settle a little bit. Like, ooh.
Yeah. As I, you know...
What a scene to see.
Yeah, totally. All these alien creatures going through gates of their own. I'll assume, I guess, what I might with that. I contemplate for a moment going and bugging Svisny about it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh... I don't think she wants to hear from me. I don't think I should wake her. She may be mad. I'll wait till morning.
And it would be very close to morning. Like, you'd just be like starting to see the light behind the mountains and stuff.
As if the sun kind of triggers the nightmare almost. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So you wake up in the morning. It is a beautiful morning. The bright pinks and yellows streaking across the clouds that you guys haven't seen in a long time as the last few stars start to disappear with a little bit of the moon still left.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't get any sleep after that nightmare. And that, like, if there's like a little window in the caravan, if I see the inkling of light, I'm like, I might as well get out and go outside. And start breathing in that fresh air and really absorbing it and bringing on memories of my childhood where the sun existed.
Yeah, having that. Yeah, and you did toddler, this. You're 99% sure that you did this. So, that's got to be it.
I'll definitely take away the thought that just doing something with that creature caused this to happen and really hone in on that.
Okay, and I'll already have been up. I'll probably be with Martha prepping.
Ooh, who's up
breakfast
first?
For the day. And I'm going to ask her a few questions, if I could.
What do you want to know, honey?
How far do you think Grunberg is from here?
Oh, it's most of a day's travel. Probably, a couple youngins like you get there in, 6 hours, 7 hours, something like that.
How many miles would you approximate it is?
Technically, he's like 23, 25.
Yeah.
Okay. Mechanically.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we make sure that these children have some food and water packed for our trip?
Oh, yeah. That's half of this food is definitely going to be for the journey.
Perfect.
Now you see me coming up. I don't want to let on that I had this nightmare, so I'm kind of doing my cheery self. And I do feel cheery. It's very motivating to see the sun. And it's like, oh, Svisny, you're already up. You and Martha are making breakfast.
Yes.
This smells good.
Long journey. I had to ensure we were ready.
Jeb actually killed a pig yesterday, so we eating a good breakfast today.
Ooh. As we do at the same time. At the same time for the first time, and I look up at her, and I smile.
That was awesome.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, they prepare, we'll call them bag lunches, I guess, for your trip down, getting the children in there. Is there anything else you want to prepare with this caravan? It doesn't have windows. It's a standard size caravan held by one horse, so like with the children in there, you probably wouldn't even really be able to fit in there.
Okay.
The horse is a normal size horse, one you could ride if you wanted to.
Am I familiar with these children?
I guess technically
yeah,
not,
right? Roll a, because you're nomadic, roll a insight, I guess?
I'm just more wondering, like, if any of the children are trained in hand-to-hand combat, I guess?
They would be very young. They wouldn't know.
That's a 19.
So one of the children is got a, like, almost like a cape around him, but it's held on by a sigil, and you'd recognize the sigil to be this last lord group that I haven't named yet, but he is an important figure for humankind, which you probably don't really care about. Or you do, I don't know.
I'd like to think as breakfast happens and we're getting loaded on the wagon and we're about to set off, I like to feel like Jonda would keep the children at ease and play a little bit of
pulling
music.
Pulling the thumb off and stuff.
Yeah, like little tricks and like, oh, check it out. I show my little bird and stuff like that and really set them more at ease.
You're funny.
I got lots of tricks like that. Check this out. And I show them a few things as we're just so they are definitely more at ease before setting out. But that would be kind of what Jonda would be up to anyway.
And then with the children loaded in there and their bag lunches for the journey on the way, Svisny made sure that they had food for the journey, knowing that she didn't want to listen to a bunch of whiny kids on the way down there. And so, yeah, you start off on your journey. You know you have a 6 or 7 hour journey ahead of you. How do you want to be proceeding?
I feel like do you have animal handling by chance?
Mm-mm.
No. I don't as well. So, I mean, as far as like guiding the horse, it would be your basic, like, stick to the trail.
I have beast sense.
The horse has probably done this journey a few times, too, okay. So it would be fairly familiar with it.
Speak with animals, and commune with nature as rituals.
Okay. I guess we're getting the impression that it's not really needed in the guidance to where we're going. But along the journey, I guess, making any opportunity to get to know Svisny better is what Jonda would be up to. Very talkative and like almost to the point of annoyance and possibly with your demeanor that might ring through quicker, but he's definitely like, so Svisny,
D4 in the decider.
All right.
3.
Okay.
Is there anything your friend Daxter there, he was part of your clan?
Yes. Daxter Dreamhand. He's a very strong warrior.
Oh, I see. It's a shame that you had to part from your counterpart there.
He's struggling. We went through some stuff, and he needed some time apart, so...
Oh, interesting.
But it's his business, and I'm not comfortable speaking about it further than this.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
And I leave it alone.
And then I'll see that you're so eager to talk to me. I'll be like, so, tell me a little bit more about yourself. Well, like... kind of half rolling my eyes.
Nice, placating. I like that.
And I jump all over it.
And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I met Charles. We set out on some adventures and found some cool stuff. And then we, you know, we got lost in the swamp. And I go on and on and on and kind of tell her all about the adventure we had.
5 miles later.
Yeah.
And that's how we're here. That's how we ended up here.
So this takes you the first three quarters of your journey goes unhinged, so for 4 hours, but Svisny?
Svisny.
I did it? I never know.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Svisny with her eagle eye spots, how far can you see with that?
1 mile.
Jeez.
As it's within 100 feet of me.
100 feet, okay.
Yeah, so I can see fine details. I gain the eyesight of an eagle. I can see up to 1 mile away with no difficulty, able to discern even fine details as though it's looking at something no more than 100 feet away from you.
So I would say at 90 feet. So with what's your passive perception?
15.
15. Okay, so you didn't see them right at 100 as Tweak is jabbering in your ear constantly. At about 90, you spot, and you see in fine detail, right? You spot six goblins on the side of the road, and one of them looks to be holding, like, a sign.
Have they noticed us?
They have not.
Okay, so I'd like to stop and cast the ritual Commune with Nature.
Okay. Do you want to read that one out first?
You briefly become one with nature and gain knowledge of the surrounding territory. In the outdoors, the spell gives you knowledge of the land within 3 miles of you. The spell doesn't function when nature has been replaced by construction such as dungeons and towns. I instantly gain knowledge of up to 3 facts of your choice about any of the following subjects within 3 miles. So I would like to know knowledge about the terrain and bodies of water, prevalent plants, minerals, animals, or people, and any powerful celestials, fey, fiends, elementals, or undead.
Wow.
So within 3 miles, it should be able to tell me how many people are within 3 miles.
Yeah, and within 3 miles, and what's prepped, there isn't a massive amount of, like, evil creatures or anything within you. There are a couple of bears out in the woods a mile and a half or so from you. You know that these 6 creatures are there. You can see them. You know gobblers is bad.
So only 6 goblins within.
Six goblins are there. Yeah, on the sign, what languages can you understand?
Common, giant, and infernal.
So you see characters on the sign, you don't actually know what it says, and you can't hear them yet, being still 90 feet away. They're not screaming and yelling and stuff, and they haven't taken notice of you. But you do see the characters on the sign, however, if you want to try to relay that. I do believe Tweak has an ability to read Gobbler.
So now that we're stopped and I've cast this ritual.
Why are we stopping?
I can see there's 6 goblins up ahead.
Goblins?
I'm just going to quickly cast a quick ritual and see if I can sense anything else.
Oh, okay, cool.
Doesn't look like there's anything else.
A couple of bears.
Looks like there's some bears around. These goblins are reading some sort of parchment, but I can't really read it.
They're holding up a sign, he said?
Yeah.
I can read goblin, but I can't see nearly as far as you. Do you think you could, like, do you know how to read and, you know, how to write? Can you write it down for me? No offense.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and I give you, like, a piece of rough parchment and something to, like, write it down
so
for
roll,
me.
So I guess it would be performance, like your ability to see that and then copy it down on a sheet of, or a... on anything for
if, I guess if she can literally translate, if she can mimic what she's seeing, it may not need a dice roll in some instances. If you think it's complicated enough that it would be, or you could maybe...
I don't think it is. I think there's this, like, an offshoot. There's something...
Like, you could maybe do
it's not a complicated language.
Yeah. Maybe okay. an intelligence check. Or like you said, if it's not complicated, it could be just like, it looks like this.
Yeah, you can, I mean? you can mimic what's there, like the shapes and stuff that goblins and bugbears and stuff.
And I would say, like, maybe perception check, but because she can make out those...
She can see in such fine detail, there's no rule.
Right. Like, here, done.
Oh, and she hands this piece of paper to me, like,
And then read it out to
him. Yeah, and it would say, "We are nothing without the Abloths." Like, it's like a picket sign. And that's what this is a group, and they want to know what happened. They're mad.
Okay.
Because they were probably all promised something by him or by somebody who was, yeah.
Says, "We are nothing without the Abloth." Now, when you remember me telling you when we went to, we had to kill off some goblins, and they seemed to be promised a bunch of junk before we got in there. The Abeloth even tried to convince me and Charles of wanting things before getting in there. It was quite strange. So maybe they're lost without a goal in mind now. I wonder, do you think we could even parlay with them and see if maybe they could be on our side? Do you think that's possible?
I think so.
With roll an insight check.
I'm proficient in insight, but my wisdom's not super high.
Just like in real life.
13.
I mean, that's enough for you to you know that, like, goblins aren't, they're not good around here. Okay. They're just not.
That's probably a far-fetched way of thinking, Svisny. Okay, well, if these six goblins are up ahead, like, are we going to just deal with them as we get closer? I mean, it's not like we can take this cart off the road.
Yeah, let me take a look if there's maybe an optional path as I take a look.
This map is true the way I described it before. So it's a deep, deep forest on either side. There's a few bigger trees that are left on kind of like a cut-line path by the road. So there's like 20 feet of you could freely move and hide behind trees, and then deep, deep forest. It would be difficult terrain to move through for sure. And that's same on both sides, and then just the beaten path in the center. 100 feet down the road, you see these goblins, and at this point, you see one
squinting toward us.
Squinting towards you, yeah, okay. With a natural 20.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're rolling some perception checks over there. Yeah. So you notice him squinting at us.
It's too bad we don't have more time. My great axe could cut a swath through this forest, no problem, but looks like they're on to us.
Well, is there anything we can do to prepare before we interact with these goblins? Let's see. I kind of flip through my mind a little bit, if you will, if you get them in a cluster, I could cast fairy fire on them, and you could have an advantage on every attack, and I could support you from afar.
I sharpened my axe last night. I'm good to go.
Well, okay. I look at her axe, and I'm like, yeah, that looks pretty dangerous. Let's do this thing then.
Should we try to talk to them first?
I do speak goblin. I could attempt something. We could maybe stop short of them and see how they react.
I agree.
So you're going to keep the trailer with you? Keep the carriage with you?
Yeah, we'll stay on the carriage, I think, eh? And then get within earshot, if you will, whether that's 30 to 50. I would say 50 if they're like, 50? See what happens.
I'd say within 40 feet.
Sure.
Yeah,
as she points at her speed. I'd say with 40, close the distance and hack away.
Deniable plausibility.
Okay, I'm back. So you're gonna keep proceeding,
and we'll send the little guy. He'll be in front of me, so we don't look quite as intimidating.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to stay on the carriage at 50 or 40? Like, we can stay on the horse. Carriage. Like,
let's leave the carriage at 50, and we'll move up.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. Sure.
And you make sure that you're the leading figure. Here.
Okay, as we jump off the wagon at 50, start walking, is there any, what's the reaction there?
Yeah. Hey, you, what are you doing here?
And in Goblin, are they saying that in Goblin?
Yeah, they're saying that in Goblin. I don't know Goblin, so I'm going to speak in English. Yeah, he's basically saying, what are you doing? What are you doing here, and where is the Abloth?
I assure you, we don't know where the Abeloth is at this point in time. We are simply trying to travel to Grunberg. Let us pass, and you will be unharmed.
We will be unharmed. You're the one that better watch it. I've never seen the sun out. This Abeloth, he promised me a bunch of stuff, and same with my guys here. Oh, we need that stuff. So we need the Abeloth. Do you know what's going on?
I look back at this Svisny, and I'm like, as in, like, you read on my face. Maybe make, sorry, player to player, make an insight check towards me, maybe. 19. The look on my face expresses is like, I don't really want to tell a lie because I do know what's going on, but I'm like, but almost like suggesting, like, should I tell him what I know in that look, if you will, that unspoken, like, I don't know if I should tell him what we know.
I'll signal to him with a nod, with like a signal with my fingers to say little bit.
Oh, okay, just like, okay.
Little cool. bit with a nod.
Okay.
We knew of an Abeloth in the area, but we had nothing to do with its disappearance.
No, that's a stupid thing to say.
Well, if you want to continue on, show us what's in the trailer then.
I assure you, there's nothing in the trailer. And if you could
kindly... Why are you hiding it? I want to see what's in the trailer. Yeah, let's see what's in the trailer.
And one of them even starts to head over towards it. So you guys are... Your trailer's there, and you have walked up to how close?
No farther than the 40 besides Fisney. Like, I'll stay beside Fisney in the whole time in the conversation.
Okay.
As he gestures to, like, wanting to check out the wagon.
Perhaps I could interest you in something else. What was it that you were promised?
We were promised our own land, where goblins would rule. You got that?
Oh, I see. Nope.
He's hiding what's in that trailer. Yeah, he's hiding what's in the trailer. He is hiding what's in that trailer.
What's in that trailer is not yours, young sir. And I assure you, if you come any closer, you will be met with my friend's large blade.
And with that, you can roll initiative because they are moving into that space.
Oh, what do you want to say?
Oh, I was going to say Svisny was going to ready an action because she... didn't understand what was going on. She didn't understand what was going on, but she could sense the tones was getting a little bit more...
tension was building.
So she's just
Tweak's
got
not
her,
a good liar, isn't
she's
he?
Her, she's got her axe ready to look more intimidating. I rolled an 18 for initiative with advantage.
What's Tweak got?
18.
Ooh.
You goddamn gobblers!
He's gonna come
up. He likes that phrase, eh?
I like to think that... Janda is consistently picking up swear words that, like, he's very innocent about his use of them until it's, like, cast as vicious mockery. Then it's, like, full-on aggressive.
Got little man syndrome.
Gotta put this up.
Fuck
no.
That. No, fuck you.
Don't yell into the mic.
Sorry.
I'm wearing headphones.
I was yelling.
The volume's...
Okay, yeah.
I'll just take them off. How about that?
Sure.
Feels like I'm wearing... nothing at all.
I hope my performance evaluation at the end of this goes good.
Which one of your initiatives, your add-on for initiative, which one's higher?
I'm a 3. Oh, you're a 3. You do a roll-off?
Yeah, roll-off.
2.
I don't have to move anything.
It's a roll-off.
Okay, and that is the win for initiative. So it is how it is.
Make you move.
Svisny.
Svisny's top of the initiative.
Top of the initiative again.
Fly into a rage.
Ooh,
to look
right
as
away.
Intimidating
bonus action
as possible.
Nice.
And she's going to move to the goblin that is closest to her.
You're
going to
fucking slash
take your pick. Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking bloodbath.
She's going to move to the guy that's in the middle of that front flank. And she's going to make her first attack with her great axe, natural 20.
Hooray!
It's a straight up kill.
That's a brutal critical as well. She's going to just cleave him in half, two handed, middle of the head.
As you swing left to right, right through his stomach with no armor, the blood just drenches these two. Standing off
I even
side.
Janda even goes, oh my like, god.
That's a fucking horror movie. Jesus Christ, attack the big bitch. Attack the big bitch.
With a little bit of a smile, she's going to move towards the next in line.
This way, or do you want to go this way to stay?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
And she'll make her second attack.
The nat 20 right off the bat.
Right.
First fucking person.
And that is a 24 to hit this other little gobbly goblin. And that will be 12 damage.
That's a kill, too.
And that goblin just gets smashed with an axe. She took it the other way and used the blunt end just to smash his temple.
Yeah, there's not even a peep out of him. It's just the ting hit from the axe as he just hits the ground.
And as it happens, she'll just turn around and give a little smirk to Jonda.
And I'm like, oh. As I'm like really impressed in the after effect there.
And then I guess as my bonus action, I can't. I already raged as a bonus action, The rest of my movement, I'll move.
Oh, you added your plus two as well, hey? On that attack, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just move closer to one of the other ones that's still standing beside him.
You're a goblin killing machine.
We mean business. We tried. I don't speak goblin.
Oh my god. Oh my gods. They were going to parlay with us. What are you doing?
I didn't know you spoke French, Jonda.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Parlay with us. Yeah. Are you guys on Parlay, the newest social media?
Is that, what is that, an app or something?
It's like the new Facebook, because people are against Facebook now. Oh. It's called Parlor or Parlay.
I guess we'll have to jump on that next
time. No, it's for, like, extremists. Don't do it.
Oh. Oh, like bombers and shit?
Yeah, like the people that plan the capital attack.
Goddamn terrorizers?
Really?
The people that plan the capital attack were apparently on Parlor. I don't know. Don't watch the news, kids. It's all bad news.
That's good advice. Wise advice.
Just stay in the D&D world. It's safer.
Says the axe-wielding barbarian.
And that's a soundbite you can take to the bank.
Stay in the fictional reality. It's safer.
Whoa.
Whoa. It's Tweak Jonda's turn.
Tweak watching Svisny slash two goblins down in two separate swipes.
Oh my. Save some for me.
Parlay my ass.
Yeah.
As he walks
Maybe
forward.
Maybe we can still talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I gave you a chance to step aside, but apparently you're going to be difficult about it.
And I'll step forward 5, 10. I want to go towards Svisny 15 to 20. Yeah, that's perfect. And then throw magic missile. I'll do it at second level to get 4 orbs, and I'll do 2 on the first flanker and 2 on the next one past him.
Okay. There's no save on these. They just hit or they hit.
Yeah, exactly. So the first goblin takes 5.
Okay.
And the second goblin.
Which one?
This
one here?
Yep. 5 for him and 6 for the next one.
And that's this one?
Yep.
Step aside, you ugly gobblers.
Unless they both just... scream. As you can see, they're like nearly cooked. They smell like cooked goblin now. And that's it. Anything else?
I'm gonna combat inspire Svisny. Not that she needs it.
Yeah, no shit.
But like, wow, that was absolutely amazing. And I'm kind of excited as I walk up and be like, check mine out. Throw these orbs out, smash, smash, but like you are combat inspired, hopefully by my own, my damage done. I'm trying to impress you.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay, so creature 14, the goblin, who just got burnt within an inch of his life.
My day.
Is going to start to, to head towards the trailer.
It's always got to be the dicks.
I said, stay out of my stuff.
And then he's going to take a shot at
Tweak Jonda
with a 10.
Miss.
Of course it does. next one.
I duck.
His movement. Yeah, like, wasn't even a good shot.
I dodge.
A crude arrow.
It's the dirt.
A crude arrow just whizzes past.
It hits the ground, and you can pick it up and put it into your arsenal if you want. Like, it's not even hurt.
Like, oh, that's an ugly-ass arrow. I don't want that.
Got bone and crow feathers. Gross.
Yeah, I don't even want to touch it.
That's his turn. This other goblin, shaking in his boots, disengages as a bonus action on each of his turns and just starts booking it.
That's right. Run.
These two... one has been hurt really bad, too. He's within an inch of his life as well. But he's going to take a shot, too, seeing his guy making his way back towards the trailer there.
Oh-wee! With a 17 plus 4 to hit. 21.
On
Tweak Jonda.
On 21 is a hit, yep.
Ow, you son of a... Ow!
Ooh, 5 plus 2 piercing damage. 7 total.
All goes through as John...
Yeah, as he finally gets an arrow through into your lower leg.
Just like Ace Ventura in the second
one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's enough to be painful. He is definitely going to move away from Svisny.
You better run. Ow.
And this guy is going to move up as well.
What are you drinking, Svisny?
Amaretto.
Ooh, that's tasty.
Delicious.
And knowing that they can't outrun the barbarian, he's going to take another shot at Tweak. Like, just, they're scared of Swiss.
I'm just imagining the second arrow in the second leg.
Yeah, just like the movie. I don't think we're going to be so lucky. 11 to hit.
Negative.
Yeah, so he misses his shot. No multi-attack. Yeah, he's moved. It almost hits the dirt on the other side, like where that first arrow, the other one lands on the other side too now.
Maybe this Abalash should have promised you some better shooting skills.
Mr. Jerk.
Mr. Jerk.
And that's his turn. It's back to Svisny.
So Svisny is going to see the goblin approaching the carriage and is going to go towards him. She's going to use her first attack to smash that guy.
You're still raging, aren't you?
I'm raging.
Yeah.
That is a 16.
That's a hit.
To hit. She's going to...
Oh, max damage.
21 damage.
Oh, yeah,
goblin.
He was already on his... Which one is that?
She's going to swing her axe low, lop off both of his ankles. He's going to fall dead. Yeah. She's going to turn and use her bonus action to dash towards this other guy that was attacking Tweak. Jonda. And she will strike with her great axe.
So he's dead, but as you pick up your axe, you can almost see him close off. He has a heart attack and dies just from the fear of you making it all the way over towards him. He collapses, and then you cleave off his ankles as his body spins almost a full rotation before landing in the dirt. And no sooner does it hit the dirt, you move on to the next goblin that was moving over to try and defend him.
And we're going to roll a 23 to hit on that next
Miss.
Guy.
Just kidding. They do have a relatively high AC for
imagine,
a goblin.
Imagine 15. That. Must be backed by a wizard or something. And that will be 14 damage to this other goblin.
Yeah, it's toast. And I'm going to say, nope, you're not quite close. I thought they were within 5 feet. I was going to give you a cleave on it because it's so high. But no, yeah, you're killing him too.
Okay.
However you want to do it.
Well, my axe is just going to...
Just cutting limbs and heads and bodies in half.
As she smirks, just enjoying it, traveling with this caravan hasn't given her very many opportunities to utilize her skills, and she's just relishing it.
Yeah,
she's
having a blast, it seems.
Just wielding her freshly sharpened axe.
Yeah, no doubt, and I should have been giving you a plus one on damage for that as well, but...
Not that she fucking needs it.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, it's not going to make
it's
a difference.
It's fucking beautiful.
Every hit is a death. Okay, so you have one creature kind of dashing away. This one's dead. This one's dead. Just walking through like she is swathing hay in a field, cleaving these things to death. Two remain. Svisny, that was it?
That's it. I did all my action in my
okay.
Bonus.
Tweak, Janda, yeah. Janda so, Tweak, sorry. It's Janda Tweak.
That's Janda. Janda Tweak.
As I see Svisny just hacking her way through these gobblers, I am standing there with both arms to my side, kind of dumbfounded in a way, like, wah. And then I kind of snap out of it, and I look and see this gobbler that is running down the beaten path, and I don't want him to get away, so I'll move my 25 towards him and cast heat metal on him.
They are wearing leather armor. They have a shield though.
Nah. If they're not wearing armor, I'll do something different.
Leather with an AC of 15. That seems high to me, but cool.
I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery as a cantrip, I believe. I feel.
Okay.
As is like,
where do you think you're going, you stupid piece of shit? Why don't you get back here and fight like a real gobbler?
He rolls an 18. What is it, a wisdom?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Minus one, 17.
17. He needed a 15 to pass, so okay. He's unaffected by my.
You just see him, fuck you, as he keeps on trying to run.
Spencer runs, fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you too, buddy.
No, fuck you. You see my friend? Your rest of your friends are dead. They're going to catch up to you and fuck you in the ass.
John
just rips
snaps.
Him a, rips a strip yeah. on him.
Okay, you've done your movement. You cast and failed. There's no half anything for that?
No half, nothing, nope.
Okay, so you just passed.
And bonus action, I've already given her inspiration. I believe I'm good.
Okay. With only two goblins left. And I did grab the right ones off. Okay, that goblin is out of your reach, and seeing what you're doing, he is going to fucking hightail it as well. But no one's actually attacked you, so he gets his distance away, and he will shoot loose an arrow at you, Svisni, with 16 plus 4, unnatural 20 to hit you.
Yep, that's a hit.
5 damage.
So I half?
It's cut in half.
So
yeah,
half
two.
Of that? Yeah. Two?
Svisni, you're going to be a hard person to kill.
Svisni will slightly flinch. She'll be like... Like she just had like a muscle cramp.
Yeah, I like to think like you're walking towards and it's just like tink.
Slight muscle yeah. cramp.
You keep going though.
Not I've like, had worse pains like waking up.
And yeah, that's his whole thing. So he's done. He's moved away. Next gobbler's turn. After throwing the middle finger up at Tweak,
he's going to loose an arrow at him as well.
With another 16 plus 4, unnatural 20 to hit.
Unnatural 20 hits. I am not wielding a shield at the moment.
Ooh, max damage.
Ow. Ow, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, so 8 damage goes through. Piercing.
That ain't nothing.
Piercing through. Yeah.
It's a little more than a flinch, though, right?
Yeah, it lands hard and like maybe in my side or something. Like, ah, you, God,
I'll get you.
You can fuck off.
No, like imagine that.
Run, Gerbler, for your life. Only you would be able to understand them saying. You're just here like, wah, 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 wah.
I killed the Abeloth, and I'm gonna kill you too.
He killed the Abeloth. My riches, you motherfucker!
Come and get it, you son of a...
And they're just really bringing it on.
And that's Fisney's turn. So now you finally admitted that you needed to get that off your chest,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Back up to Svisni.
Svisni, trying to protect her newfound friend, is going to move towards that other 130 feet that's right in front of her.
And... you're still 5 feet away.
Well, I can move 40 feet, yeah.
So
I'll move 40.
So you go again?
Yeah. I miscounted. That will be a 22.
And a death, I imagine.
16 damage to that
yeah,
goblin.
Yeah, totally dead.
That
yeah.
goblin.
They only have 7 HP. They shouldn't have been here.
Turning to that other goblin that has been involved with Jonda, she's going to turn and use her bonus action to dash towards him and use her second attack.
No, that's mine. Ow!
With a 25 to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
In your rage.
And right. Here comes another death.
14.
Yeah, he's 14 dead. They're both dead.
Smash them.
Just cleaving through these things. These guys should never have challenged you, and I think they know that now.
Right
little
before.
Too late.
Right before she lands the hit, like,
ha!
Dead.
You finger him.
Yeah. They connect with the finger.
No, fuck you, man.
So seeing them, I'll go over and I'll be like, Jonda, you've earned my respect. You're a worthy companion in battle. Let's search these bodies and check on the children.
My God, Svisni. You are a force to be reckoned with. I don't know what to say. I feel much safer with you than I ever did, Charles. Ever!
It might be a little bit pent up, because I've been traveling for a while without incident. Let's not get too cocky.
Wow. It takes me a moment to calm down, just like, I really hate the sight of blood, though. I mean,
can't you just bludgeon them to death or something? Wow, just to cut the one's head off, his feet fell away. Jeez. The gods will be satisfied with that sacrifice, I'll tell you that.
And that was one thing, like, I didn't know if you'd speak to her, if I needed to prompt it, but that No one's communicated with gods for a long time.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
this haze, this cloud, it blocks them, right?
Oh,
so this is open. You might see like some druids and paladins and stuff travel through into this.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool to think about, because like I mean, personally, as the bard, like that isn't where I channel my powers. Yeah. But
technically, you're the first person to have a god speak to him in a long time.
Oh,
you don't
okay.
know it was a god yet.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe you would.
So, like, I can play into the idea, like, like character knowledge versus player knowledge.
Yeah, because you're really old, like, even though you're young in your
120
in your
out of a possible 500
years old.
But in
120 years, you would have probably learned about the gods.
Definitely lore and, like, those things get transferred on for sure. Okay, cool.
So you didn't see him, so you don't know anything about who it was, but... You know, it made you feel good. It made you feel safe.
Right. And I haven't really expressed that quite yet. I didn't even express the nightmare even. I just kind of woke up and kind of went on my merry way.
So with that, you searched, but they're gobblers. So roll a percentile dice and you get times it by 10 and that's copper.
Okay. What'd you get? Svisny.
93.
Ooh.
Ooh, 930 copper. Good job.
930 copper. Jesus. Wow. Look at the load on this one. Like, there's a huge sack of copper here. Where do you think they were getting all this money?
I don't know. I'm not super experienced with goblins. What were they saying to you before they decided to threaten us?
They were just being a bunch of jerks. Remember I mentioned the Avaloth that we fought off and what came with the sun here?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this entity has been promising them more than possibly delivering on. And because of the fact that we took it out, like, they have nothing to show for it. I think this is what's been happening here, and I'll kind of pick up the sign and kind of like look at it and kind of explain to her, see, like, this letter means this one and this word makes this, and they were trying to say that they're nothing without this entity to give them what they were looking for.
They were pro Avaloth supporters is what the Facebook group decided on. So yeah.
And then checking on the children, they're sleeping still. They didn't even notice.
Yeah, like hopefully they didn't see that.
They're just playing with their ball and cup toy.
Super scarring. Maybe like the Lord's son. Yeah, sure. So I need... How am I going to do this?
There's a lot of commotion.
Yeah.
It's not like she wasn't going...
So the most of the kids would stay there, but I feel like the Lord's kids maybe experienced some bad shit like this before.
Okay.
So he would have been trying to see through like a crack in the...
Okay.
So a one or two, he witnessed it. A three or four, he didn't.
Okay, on a D4?
Yeah. That happened.
Oh, it got stuck.
Three and a four.
What?
The three
would have been the one then?
Well, I'll roll it again.
The first one that came out was the three.
A one.
Okay, he saw it after the third.
Oh, okay.
For the record, my dice tray got plugged up and we had to roll it a third time.
He saw out of a crack, so he would have saw you murder these two here.
So is he crying? Is he, like, excited?
No,
is
he's kind of like stonewalled.
Just okay.
Like I'm like an abused child.
Okay. Nothing new,
yeah.
Essentially,
yeah. Okay.
He's dull to it, if you will.
Yeah, he's seen some people die, and like you know, the Lord would be like off with his head. You watch, because this is what you'll have to do one day, type thing.
With the copper, does Fisny want to hold on to it? Because I feel like I was going to suggest that maybe Jeanda took it. Like, wow, look at all this copper. This is insane. And then like he moves to the wagon to like take it and store it in the wagon, unless you. Feel otherwise.
No, that's fair.
Okay, as he gets to the wagon, he like opens the door. Hey, kids! He kind of opens it. Is everybody doing okay in here? Before I even knock before I open it up. Hey, I'm coming in.
Yeah, one of them says.
Gilbert says you're killing people out there. Is that true?
Oh well, you know sometimes bad creatures out. It's very dangerous out here, kids. And I mean, I kind of try to beat around the bush
Gilbert's
to not
like,
say
it's
yes.
It's necessary.
Now, Gilbert, it can sometimes be their own fault.
My dad's killed lots of people.
Oh, don't.
Okay, we don't need to be talking like that in front of the other kids, Gilbert, please. And I drop the coin here. Just like, how about you guys count this up for me, okay? Let me take your minds off what you just seen here.
My dad has way more money than that.
Okay, Gilbert. I understand your dad's rich.
Get home really bad.
I know. I understand, and I'll give him I'd like to persuade him into be like, can you just please like maybe keep the? I want to keep him in good spirits. Can you just count the money with the
roll
kids?
Persuasion on that.
24.
Yeah. He calmly sits in, grabs the bag, and starts to pour it out. And I think he's like maybe a couple of years older too, so he definitely plays into that. You taught him a lesson
Thank you. And I really showed them. Thank you very much, Gilbert. I really appreciate that. Before I can, okay, now just entertain yourselves. We're just gonna get back on the road again. Just really close the door really slowly and go leave.
Yeah. So there's only just over an hour left in your journey. You know, you've been timed that was about 3/4 of your way, but you only make it a little bit farther, and Sisney sees another person on the side of the road
with her eagle fucking eye vision.
Yeah, not even gonna roll on it.
So fucking good.
This is a soldier looking big half elf character.
Like for so
he
for
has
an
no
elf,
weapon
he,
out.
For an elf, he looks pretty bulky. Or?
Yeah, he's pretty bulky for an elf. Okay. Yeah, and he was walking towards you because you probably spotted him before, but he stopped once he saw you. And he's just waiting on the side of the road.
Okay. So I'll be like, tweet. There's another person. He appears to be alone.
Not a gobbler?
Not a gobbler.
Looks
like a half-elf. Should we maybe approach and try to talk to him? It's no weapon out. He doesn't look intimidating.
I mean, if he has no sign of mean intent, I mean, I'm more than happy to make a new friend.
So same tactic as last time. We'll stop the carriage and then move...
Yeah. Unless you feel otherwise, I'm fine with that.
No, I think that's a good plan. I'll hold my axe in an intimidating fashion.
Just standing in the wagon as it moves.
Yeah, he's even starting to, like, you know, like, let you know he's not approaching with violence kind of thing. Like, he's got a hand up and just wants to talk.
So we'll move and keep the carriage, like, 50 feet from him, and then we'll advance within 25 feet of him.
Sure. I'll just, like, slow the wagon right down so it's just at a very... We're walking, and we approach him and eventually stop, like, right in front of him. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, and he's just like...
Unless otherwise, no.
I'll
sorry.
Be like, tweet, hello tell there. The kids, quiet.
I'm Hammerfist, Percy Hammerfist. Most people I talk to have never seen the sun here before. Do you know where this is coming from?
It's nice to meet you, Percy. My name is Yonda, and this is Svisny.
I'll just give him a nod.
No, he does the same thing.
I'm going to let Tweak talk, so I'll just be like,
as far as the sun is concerned, I mean, we're all overjoyed to see it ourselves. I mean, we just came from an area of great danger.
I've been traveling all around. I've never seen the sun before. I'm not from here. I was sailing off the Sword Coast. A green light appeared under my boat. I thought it was a reflection of the aurora at first, but then my ship was smashed by a tentacled creature. I grabbed onto the tentacle. It was dragged here. I woke up on a beach, nearly drowned.
Oh my stars.
I've been traveling for a couple of weeks now. This is the first time I've seen the sun. I just thought maybe there's some hope down here.
Yes. No, this is great news to us, too, to see the sun. I feel sorry for you. I'm sorry that you had to experience all this. Please, Svisny, do you mind? Should we take this man in?
Are you traveling alone? She's still kind of apprehensive.
Yeah, I have nothing and no one. This is a strange land to me. Have you seen it? Like, how? Why is the sun out above here now? Like, why is it here? Do you know anything about that? Should I keep traveling? Should we figure that out?
Well, it is to say that it's been a very long time since this world has seen the sun. I feel like I have a story I could tell you. And if you mean us no harm, I mean...
I look at Svisny in approval, but like we'd be more than happy to help you.
And I could tell you everything I know.
Why is the sun here?
Is it not part of the world you're from? Is it? How long have you been here?
I've been here a couple of weeks now. I've never seen the sun.
Yes, it has been like this for a very, very long time. And if I had to say a reason why the sun is showing up now is because we have just recently, me and a partner of mine who is... unfortunately left me as of late has we have defeated something alien that we feel has caused the darkness across our land.
This is Nabaloth.
You know of these creatures? You've heard of them before?
I described what attacked my boat to a couple of people here, and they said that that's probably what did it.
Oh, my.
And our stories sound eerily the same.
I agree. These monsters, they had long, strong tentacles. They tried to escape through a shed of light down in the water they belonged to.
Well, I don't know why I'm here or how to get home. This is just eerily ties into my battle. Maybe this could lead to my way home. I would offer you my axe to aid you in your journey.
I feel like we could use all the help we can get. Percy, was it?
Percy Mantooth. Yeah, Percy Mantooth.
Oh, can I call? I can call. Percy is what you be referred to as. Or I prefer to
my
be.
My friends call me Hammerfist.
Hammerfist. Wow.
And I look at his hands.
He's got big mitts on, and he clunks them together.
For
yeah.
an elf, he's just thick as thick AF.
So the rest of your party is deceased.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I had to leave them. I was going in search of vengeance for an old. But I don't want to get into it right now. It's just I don't have anybody. I haven't since I arrived here.
And I kind of look at Svistny for a moment, and see that she's about to, I guess, say something else to him.
Where does your allegiance lie?
My allegiance? With the sun, with the good.
So this should be not a shock. It should be a happy, joyous occasion for you.
Well, that's why he started heading there, for sure. He's spoken to that, yeah.
Okay. Now, I think we...
I kind of turn to Svistny after she's done asking this, and
what do you think, Svistny? Do you think this is a safe bet? I mean, he seems to need our help.
That's true. Do you think he wants to come the direction we're going with the children?
That was my next question. I mean, he was talking about going towards the sun, and we're moving away from it. Well, I guess I'm happy to help if you are.
If he comes with us, he walks first.
I love that.
And he does kind of turn his back and let you guys have your discussion there, even though you're talking about me and I'm reading. He kind of turns his back, and then he turns back when you finish, and he says, I must
warn you, I am not the only one to take notice. You're on a trail well monitored by not so friendlies. Nothing you couldn't handle, as he looks over at Sisney. But I see you have cargo there. You'll never make it through that gate. I can show you another way.
He goes, I didn't realize this was going to be such a stir, Svistny. It seems more and more that we could use this man's help.
I agree.
As you
With
said,
caution.
I will go first.
You heard our conversation, I hear. So,
what do you have for weapons?
He's pretty armored up. He's a full plate fighter with a soldier and sailing kind of background. More leaning towards soldier, but he just went off on a boat, so I put that in there. He's rocking a great axe. He does have a long sword and a bow as well,
So he's quite heavily armored.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Do you have any healing potions or anything of those sorts?
He doesn't have anything but what he had on his person because his boat sank. He never got anything. But he's got his weapon and his armor, and he's been making do here. So he does have, probably a place to stay. Maybe you'd speak to that. I'm from that town, and that's why he's warning you. You're not getting through. He doesn't even know what you have in there, but he knows, they'll take whatever they want whenever they want.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Hammerfist, we are headed back into town, and you're right, we have some cargo, and we are looking to even have a little bit of a payday due to our cargo. If you mean us no ill will, we would be more than happy to aid you and try and find your home.
Mm-hmm. Follow me.
As he leads you off the path through the forest, as you get close to it, there is a nice cut line big enough for your carriage to get through. Traveling, it doesn't take you very long, and you get to these 20-foot-high walls that you can see, especially Sisney. I'll say it was a little bit weavy, so you didn't have that big of an advantage on it.
Oh, that's how we're getting around there, are we?
So you get to these walls, and they are 20-foot-high walls. They do look very weathered. This place has seen some serious battles. There's breaks in the concrete or whatever, clay, whatever they use to make it anyways. They are intact, though, fairly well. As Hammerfist leads you by a bit of a distance, as Svistny has recommended, there is a patrolling soldier that starts to approach him. Hammerfist signals you to stop your trailer, Your carriage, sorry.
I'll turn to Tweak. I'll be like, stay with the carriage. I'll go forward with him.
And before he proceeds over to this soldier, he turns back to you and he's like,
ready your bow. You'll know when to use it.
Ready your bow. I've got my axe and I'll walk forward with
concerned face.
Okay.
So he walks up to the soldier. As you watch, he approaches him. Says, why are you here? Hammerfist responds.
We're just bypassing the city. Go to meet up with a boat.
Sending supplies, are you?
Yes, we are. I'll need to check it out.
After you. And as soon as the soldier turns his back to him and starts heading over to the carriage, you see Hammerfist pull out his great axe and slam an attack by surprise into this guy.
During the conversation, I'm sneakily, like, putting my bow, like, beside me on the bench, knowing that he wanted me to ready it, so that hopefully in response I can follow that up with something if should he miss.
So even with a 9, he's still hitting 16, so he nails him with a d12, 8 plus 6. So 14 damage goes through, and he gets a second attack, no longer surprised. As he hits him in the arm so hard, he turns around and is now face to face with Hammerfist as he plants his second attack with a 20, unnatural to hit. That's plus 11. With a 23, unnatural to hit.
Oh my god, you two are...
almost two peas in a pod, really.
It's going to make my life a whole lot
another
easier.
Another 11 goes down as this soldier isn't even, like, the wind is knocked out of him by these. And you hear Hammerfist, now!
And I kind of hesitate. I'm like, we're killing this man? And do, like, so on that, I do trust him enough. You know what? Yeah, I trust him enough. I was going to say, like, maybe I don't actually fire based on, like, I don't really want to just kill people out of, like, so I you know what? I think I feel like I'm going to roll on it.
Yeah,
on the decision making. So whether Janda actually acts on this act of violence in return. With an 11 or higher, I do it.
Okay.
Ooh, a 9.
Oh, or no, he doesn't do it.
A 3. And maybe an exception will be like, as I watch him like cleave into this man without really like, is a guard of the city. I feel like he would, like maybe
there's
other
options. I
mean,
you've been told multiple times that the city is ran by bad people.
Yeah, and I guess I would know that in general and stuff. I think in the moment, I'm like, I don't really want to straight up murder people.
Yeah.
So I have my bow at the ready. It's right beside me, and I grab it, and I clutch it, and I squeeze it in anticipation to firing it, and I skip my turn entirely based on the fact that I'm like...
And on that note, then, we'll roll initiative on this.
Okay.
What do you got?
17.
I also have a 17.
You guys rolled 18s last time. Like I could have just...
Roll off! I got a 1.
Oh my god.
I rolled a 1,
It's a second roll off.
2 roll off. If I get a 10, you got a 10?
Yeah, I got a 10.
15.
Oh, Janda wins this round. Just stuck in a perpetual roll-off.
Are you recording this? Are you recording this?
We're 3 Again. Hours. We're 3 hours in. Can we just rock, paper, scissor it for fuck's sakes?
Okay, so Tweak, it's your turn first.
Tweak, in his hesitation at the initial firing... I am, because of that decision...
Hammerfist says, like, he's going to, like,
me.
Reiterate, like, these guys.
He turns
not
around,
good.
He turns and gives me that look, I suppose. And then I kind of shake out of it, and I grab it and instinctively, like, fire. I'll fire my arrow. 16.
Which is a hit.
7.
Which is enough. To kill this guy. So not only did you not want to do it, you are the murderer.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
As I like, and I with, quickly, yeah, let
with
loose.
With two giant cleaves into this guy, Tweak Janda finally musters up the knowledge that this guy's not good and that he can kill this guy.
I don't even know if I'm like truly on board with what I just did, to be honest.
I think a lot's happened to you in the last little bit that you're not used to, and like the way you have this uppity attitude just blows my mind in this world anyway.
Uppity as in optimistic?
Like, optimistic,
nice to meet you,
but yeah, so
I'm the light
this guy
in the
drops
darkness.
And hits the ground, and Hammerfist comes over, and this guy, their job is to find anybody bypassing the city and take everything that they have. Like that's what they do.
And as he hits the ground, sorry, what happens next?
So that's it. Like, and he just comes to you, and he's just like,
Do never hesitate. They are not good people. They are bad.
I'm sorry, I hesitated.
It's okay. Just need you to know what you're getting into here.
All right.
I look him in the eyes, and I want to give him a solid read. I'd like to do another insight check on
Yeah, go for it.
15.
And he is, like, 14. You, as rough as he is around the edges, you just being your big-hearted self, you see this in this guy. Like, he is a lot like that, and he's trying to be optimistic too, but he's all alone. He's never met anybody that even paid him any attention until right. now.
And I, in that moment, and I'm cluing into this, and I go, I trust you.
He's like, here, we're almost there. See that? There's a drainage
hole. As he points over, you see in the side, like, a little half-circle of drainage that's going out. He's like,
go in there. The first takeoff of that thing is the monastery.
I have to crawl in there?
Yeah, unfortunately, as he looks over at Sisney, you ain't gonna fit.
And I go, oh,
I won't either.
Good. God damn it.
And so, yeah. So he'll explain that you and the children would fit. They won't, and that's okay. Like, he just doesn't want your cargo, you know, to be looked at.
And I go, oh, man. And I turn in, and I don't even, like...
As soon as you look, there's a rat that takes off down
into it. So, yeah. And it's like, is it, like, quite fluid? Is there, like, a good solid stream?
No,
there?
So there's a cutout where the drainage actually runs, right. And there's a good enough placement for your hands and legs on either side
not
to
totally
not be
submerged.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Okay,
you could do it without getting wet, really.
Oh, okay. I'm still definitely grossed out, that's for sure. As I'm, oh man, another, okay. And I open the door and I knock first. I'm like, hey, kids, hey. Okay, we have to be very quiet. I want you to... And I see, like, maybe... Is there, like, a youngest? Or, like, are they all the same age, do you think?
The three are kind of the same age, but the Lord's son is a couple years older and a little bit more experienced with awful shit.
Okay, kids, we're here. I want you to just avoid the other body that we next to the opening here. We're just gonna walk right past them, okay? Just don't even look. We'll just follow me, okay? And I'd like to just coax them and get them going in the right direction.
And Hammerfist is talking with Svetsny while it happens. We should get this guy off the road.
Yes, I agree.
And you're just dragging him into the sewer system.
We'll search him, see if there's anything good.
Okay.
This is an aspect of this game that I'm always so hard in the role playing, and I'm so happy to have somebody else in here because it's like, yeah, don't forget to loot the fucking bodies, right? Right.
Oh yeah, I forgot to do that.
Okay, so you decide to search this body before you ditch it in the bushes.
Give me an investigation check.
Ooh, may I aid in that? Can I also do one?
Yeah, well, you were talking to the children, so Hammerfist.
That's true.
Hammerfist could aid with this one, so do it with advantage.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck. My investigation's high. I should be the one to...
16.
16 is enough. So after digging through the pockets of this guy, you don't find gold. You find a piece of paper with a broken wax sigil on it, and it says, all are to be made aware. We have a new recruit. He will be a personal guard of mine, and he is to be treated as such. His name is Charles, by order of Drex.
That happened fast. Yeah. That piece of shit. Overnight, he went back.
Yeah, he ran there and went straight looking for a job, a real job. And,
piece of fucking shit. That's player knowledge.
Yeah, he does have a pouch on him. Roll me a d20 and a percentile. Chad, roll a percentile.
Oof. That's cool. Three.
I'm just kidding.
So there's 30 gold.
30 gold.
86.
86 silver. Not a bad
Ooh.
Fucking spoil on this guy, really.
Can I take a look at the axe?
Yeah, you can. It is just a standard battle
mine.
Axe.
Yeah.
No, it's a battle axe on him.
So I had a great axe.
Yeah.
So
like, does it look special in any way?
No.
Off first glance? Okay.
No.
Okay.
So a great axe is better. So I'll just keep my great axe.
Yeah, battle axe I think is versatile. You can have a shield if you wanted with that one. So
yeah. Okay. I will just keep my axe. I'll pick it up and I'll be like, not good quality.
And then I like the picture you like reach down, his hammer fist is trying to like his half elf, but you grab this thing by the chest and just chuck it into the bush.
and you are a big woman.
Hammer fist is just wow.
And I am the smallest of races.
And he is almost a little bit put off by you as well. Like he's like, Jesus Christ, like
call me a big woman one more time.
You have like fresh blood all over you as well. Like he's you know,
fresh and dried.
And so he.
What else is new? Being a woman, am I right?
Gross.
Wow, that was good. Okay. So Hammer Fist does that. You drag the body out. He points out the opening that you can crawl into that has a channel in it for the waste to actually go through. So there is a spot for you to keep your hands and feet out of the wastewater as you go in. And he's alerted you that the first takeoff there leads into the monastery.
As we enter this channel and start to kind of avoid the gunk, is it?
I picture you go first before the children, too, and they're leaving.
Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about light right now. It's just that little flicker of light. If you'll grant it to me, maybe. Well, we talked about this before, Gabe, about having like a lighter, if you will, to like light the way. I want to flavorfully do it, but we didn't really establish if I had one or not.
And it's like he'll tell you it's about it'll be about 20 feet in, like it's just on the other side of this wall.
Okay, so it's not really an issue. Okay.
Yeah, and so you'd probably see some like reflective. It would be very, very dark, but you'd be able to see some
dimmish
stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So making our way through here, like you know, children. The anatomy of a woman is very complicated, and this reminds me very strongly of an aspect of that anatomy, and I kind of like start talking like some stupid bullshit.
The kids are rolling their eyes at this point.
I got a +3 on intelligence, so I like to think that I kind of spew pieces of knowledge that aren't really like, that's like TMI in a way, but just guiding them through this channel of sewage.
Okay, so the small drainage hole Hammerfist showed you guys. You're headed in there with the children. Svitsy and Hammerfist, Svitsny and Hammerfist stay on the side until you're all inside. And then Hammerfist turns. He's like, we're going to have to go in the main entrance. Come with me. And you can see as you guys are walking, he is a little bit, he keeps his distance from you. You know, I don't know how maybe your character would approach that. He's not talking too much to you or anything.
Well, I'll just be on guard, like reading the situation. I'll just, you know, have my hand on my axe and I'll be watching.
The silence is killing him. Like, he can't handle it. He turns, he says, not too many Goliaths around here on the up and up.
No.
I've
been traveling with my clan and we got separated by my partner that I've been hanging out with for a long time, and I've just been traveling around. I haven't come across very many Goliaths, now that you mention it.
I've seen a couple, and not so friendly.
I haven't been treated with any apprehension yet, but we only came across, like, vagrants and
wild
folk.
You do seem a little different. Maybe if we run into one, you can talk some sense into them if we encounter any more.
Hopefully, the clan battles within Goliaths can be quite,
Maybe they've been promised something, too. Like, I don't know. I keep hearing about this shit. It's like everybody's been promised whatever they want.
I have not been promised anything, but as I said, I've been traveling by myself.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. We're here.
And as you've been walking around the side of this building having this conversation, you do see more than a couple of guards out at the front gate, and they're just starting to shut the gate as it's getting later in the evening. Like, you left fairly early, so I'd say late afternoon, like 4 or 5 o'clock, somewhere around there. Yeah, and as soon as you walk up to the gate, who are you?
You know who I am. I live in here now. Not you. You.
I'm his girlfriend.
Okay. I'm just gonna warn you, Goliath. We don't need any trouble here. Just so you know, Drex deals very quickly with problems.
I'm only here for pleasure.
Hammerfist is starting to blush a little bit, like he's blindsided by that.
This is my girl.
Yes, the guy's like, okay. This towering, yeah. You're just towering over them.
Did not see that coming.
Me neither. Coming. I like it.
I'm only here for pleasure.
So yeah, you've convinced him. That was everybody there is just like, what the fuck? So this guy's been alone.
Knowing how aggressive Skyliaths are.
Yeah, and the glass around here have been really bad, so this is like shocked them. They just let you in the gate. Yeah, let him in, hold up. They stop the gate from closing.
That's how you don't have to do a roll.
Yeah, you do a good role play, I'm in. So yeah, you walk in the gate and so the town, like I said, it looks like it has suffered a big battle. It is clean, and you can tell there's a few shops around. If you're looking for anything specific like that, I assume you would probably be heading to the monastery, and Hammerfist would want to go there as well. He knows the people there and doesn't know what's going on. But then we'll flash as we start making our way to the monastery. Is that kind of where you're...
Yeah, and I'll just mention real quick, no need to get any funny business in your head. I say what I need to say to keep people off their defenses.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would need more than permission anyways, so...
More than permission? what else, including permission?
I'll be like, okay, as long as we're on the same page.
Trust me, you're the boss.
It's fucking brilliant.
So as you make your turn in there and head towards the light, there is a face at the end of this tunnel. Okay. Guy's already sitting there waiting for you as if he knew you were coming the whole time.
As I see this face come into focus, it's like, oh, yeah. Hello? Hello?
Come in. Welcome.
I'm Janda Tweak. I have some orphans here, or some survivors.
Oh, the children. Yes, bring them in.
And I'll gently look at them all and kind of be cautious. Like give them that look, be careful. Just let's go.
Oh, good.
I don't like where this is going.
So breathy.
Oh, good.
That's so good.
Good. Welcome. Come in. This is... I am Balder. You are Janda Tweak, you say?
Yes, I'm Janda. Janda Tweak,
I am Balder.
Yes.
They call me the All-Knowing.
Baldur?
With a B.
Well met, sir. I have come quite a ways with these children. We rescued them from a very strange creature.
An Abeloth, I presume.
How did you know?
I am the All-Knowing.
You don't look very All-Knowing. No offense, but I mean, I guess I had my own impressions on what All-Knowing meant.
And there's much to learn for you.
Yeah. There's been a lot happening lately.
Oh, I have something for you.
And he travels back and he comes out with a rag, but he opens it up and he hands you 8 gems worth 500 gold each.
Quite a stir you've caused. Yes, careful, you must be. Evil will take notice.
This is more than I was expecting.
Well, the bond was for 5,000 gold. Did you not know this?
I mean, I didn't really ask in depth, but I was expecting a reward, and this is, thank you.
And I kind of scoop it from him before he has too much to think
he's
about.
He's regretting giving you all of it right now.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm trying to avoid the lie and be like, yeah, well, I didn't really know the ins and outs of it, and I kind of grab it from his hands to...
Okay, now I'm kind of getting the voice back in my head. So, yeah,
I see you've brought the king's child. Good. We don't need to see what happens when an Abeloth raises a human child, especially one of royal descent. We don't need the king distracted either as he tries to unite the front. My helpers will see to the children.
As you guys said, a couple of monk-looking people in robes come and start catering to the children.
I have that split second of caution as they approach, and I kind of look at them all, and I look at the... I know that, Gilbert, was it?
Baldur?
The oldest, the noble child.
Oh, yeah. Gilbert. Yes, yeah. Gilbert.
I kind of look past him a little, knowing that I feel like he's mature enough to do whatever. But the other kids I have a little more concern about, and I kind of exchange.
You're okay? You're doing okay?
They actually might know this, just being royal descent and dealing with the church and stuff, this being a monastery.
Okay, they recognize.
Especially Gilbert might recognize this guy.
Okay. So exchanging those glances, feeling better about letting them, releasing them to these people as they come and receive them.
And then he tells you, after all this, he looks at you and says,
"Did you close the portal?"
Do I feel like I did close the portal? Like, when in the experience? Not so much.
No, you just killed Diablo.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't really speak to knowing of these portals. I remember seeing a light under the water. I can't say for sure if I dealt with the portal. No, I regret to say.
Did you happen to get the name of the entity you came across?
Did I get the name of the entity?
Curses.
Curses?
Curses.
Curses.
That's the Abeloth you defeated.
Curses, as in like curse.
But it's K-E-R-S-I-S, but yeah.
Curses.
K-E-R-S-I-S, curses.
Now that you mention it, I remember a curses. Does that help?
Oh my, that is a prince and he will stop at nothing to come back. You do have some time, but use it well.
What do you suggest I do?
Closing the portal is definitely the thing you should do.
I have to go back there to do this?
Yes,
the water needs to be treated. Yeah, I could give you a vial so you may perform the ritual. Karsus loves to charm and convince creatures, and he will bestow upon them their wildest dreams if they do his bidding. But his spirit only has so much fight before it will turn into a fiend. I have seen it time and time again. With enough time, he can turn even the bravest.
But he pans over to you.
You are not just brave, are you? Your actions show you have great heart. Perhaps bravery is not the key. You will need to bring me a stone from the shield on display in the main courtyard. This stone, it was granted to protect the bearer from good and evil. Find a way. It is in the center of the courtyard. But be careful. It is a prized possession of the scoundrel Drex. He is an evil human. Easily manipulated humans are. But I need it to bless this potion.
So with this potion, should I get you this gem, I can close this portal?
That end. You'll need to free a soul. Drop a drop and free a soul, and the Abeloth can return no more.
So he's basically telling you need to kill something for this ritual to work.
Good or bad, does not matter.
So I have to find a drop of blood to add to this potion?
No. Once he gives you the potion, he's saying drop a drop of the potion in and then free a soul.
Oh, so like this potion will go a long way.
Yeah. So like just a drop of it and he's going to give you a vial of it. Oh. So you'll be able to shut down portals left and right after this.
Oh, cool. Okay.
When you speak of the shield in the courtyard, in the city here,
Drex runs this place.
Is there any approach I should take when getting this gem? Is it heavily guarded?
It is.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Gosh darn it! Oh.
And yeah, it's like their soldier representative in the middle, so he'll speak to us like a big stone statue with a shield, and in this shield's encrusted this gem that was given to whoever before all this bad stuff happened in the world, and it's to protect you from good and evil.
Okay.
And yeah, so that's what it's used to close the portal in some way that I made up.
Okay, yeah. No, I definitely gathered all that for sure.
Okay, well, I'd just like to say goodbye to the children before they go, and
you don't have to leave, and plus you can rest here if you must.
I was going to say, I mean, it wasn't a very long journey to the city, but from what I've heard, it might be a bit of a challenge to avoid confrontation, if you will. I have a couple companions joining me shortly here.
And then we'll flash over to them. So as Hammerfist and Svisny are making their way through the city, you see a couple of things on your way in. You definitely see their hotspot bar.
The fuck me hotel.
Yeah, it keeps making me bounce back and forth.
Interesting.
Excuse me?
What did you say?
You can tell men are making up the names of things.
Fuck me hotel.
Oh, you know God. What? I never named it.
Ooh.
Call it the Jaundice Hotel because it kills your liver.
Nice. Okay, we'll go with that.
What?
So you see the jaundice, we'll call it the jaundice saloon, off to the side. A lot of unsavory creatures around it. There's orc, half-orc, human, but you can tell, like, these are all seasoned guys with their armor with major slashes in it and stuff. The seasoned battlers and fighters are what you see outside this bar. You do see, like, your common shops and stuff. You see some what's the word I'm looking for spell stuff. You see basically anything
like a magic shop
you would need. Like, yeah.
Apothecary,
that's the word. Yeah. Good job. So yeah, you see basically everything as you make your way across, because you had to go quite a ways over to the main entrance where that drainage tunnel was basically right on the one side of
the
city. So you've basically seen most of the shops and most of the things this town has to offer as you made your way down to the monastery.
Okay, so are we in the monastery now?
You'd be outside. You just arrived there, unless you wanted to pay attention to any of the shops or anything like that.
Hammerfist, I feel like this paper is important to Jonda. This information should be relayed as quickly as possible. Charles was his companion for some time.
Oh, so, you know this man? If he's Jonda, Drex's personal guard, he's gone.
Jonda mostly knows him, but this is probably something he'd like to know. We should also maybe make sure the children have arrived safely.
Right, and as you say that, he just knocks on the door.
Oh, that sounds like them right now, maybe, if possibly.
And a couple of those monks run over, open the door, let us in. Yeah, so we walk inside.
A pleasant wave over from Jonda. Here we are. Hey, here we are.
I'd be like, Jonda.
Is he always so happy?
I think so. I'm just going to... I'll walk over with the parchment in my hand and I'll just hand it to him.
To Jonda.
Silently.
It's passing me.
What's this, Misty?
You will be interested in this.
I look at it and say,
No, Charles. Charles is... He just left yesterday. Yeah. He said he was going to find a job, but this fast, Jesus, in this economy? Fuck me.
And he does. Well, he has some super skills, right?
Like, time moves quickly with the newfound son.
Yes. Ooh, like that line. And I just kind of take it in. I'm like, wow. I mean, I guess I don't really know what to say to this, but if he's going to be someone I think I have something to explain to you guys.
Anybody who would work for that guy is evil. I guarantee it.
This is unfortunate news, and I think I have some stuff to tell you.
And I kind of start to explain what this monk has been talking to me in the meantime about.
Okay, all the stuff with the Avaloth, and that he has a way for you guys to close the portals to actually... Because so as you start talking to that, he will chime in and be like,
you cannot kill an Avaloth in this plane. You cannot.
But we can close the gates in which they find our way into our world,
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct.
So you see, you guys, we have to find this, we have to get this gem, bring it back so we can get this potion to help close these gates.
There is this unsavory saloon, I believe it was called the Jaundice Saloon. Perhaps there's people there that can relay some information to help us in this.
And then Hammerfist would step in and be like, anybody in there is not your friend.
Well, they don't need to be our friends to tell us information, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can be very persuasive.
I'm not sure if we're going to be sending you in as the first plan of attack.
Oh, well, you underestimate my skill, and then I give you
maybe
a
we should work on your enthusiasm. Tone it down from a 15 to about an 8.
Are you suggesting I dim my lights, Visney?
Yes.
We'll see how that plays out in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys you feel confident that the children have been taken care of and these guys are going to take care of them?
I think so.
Perhaps we have a short rest in the monastery.
That's not a bad idea, Svisky. Did you find anything interesting on your way through town other than the hotel you mentioned?
Looks like some standard stores. Just nothing.
Well, you might be interested to see this. And I kind of like unfold the skin of gems to her.
Where did you get this?
Well, our good friend from the monastery here gave it to me in reward for the children's return.
Ooh.
I think we have some money to spend, perhaps.
Yes.
And Baldur says to you guys, before you leave, have any of you seen Cursus since you banished him?
Did I in the dream? Was that who I witnessed?
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, as soon as he mentions his name again and the thing, I kind of get a little bit of that tenseness amongst my body where...
And it draws him to you. He starts looking at you right away.
When you feel like you're going to be in trouble, but you know you'd have nothing wrong. And he goes, I've had a nightmare last night, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Svisny. I didn't mean to, like, hold it from you. This is information that affects all of us.
And
but
it is you. You are the one. Listen to him not, as he fears you. Even the Ablas have heard of you now. Though I did not think it would be a man with such small stature, there must be great good in you. He well tried to wear you down and turn you. But a man of your heart, he might have met his match.
I would hope so.
It's got to be overwhelming, eh?
I'm trying to think of a good response to that. He goes,
after seeing the sunshine, after so many years, it's going to take a lot to get him to take it from me and this world around me.
Good, good, good.
And then he starts, like, heading back in, going back to his prayers and whatever else he's doing. Then you step out into the town, because you guys are going to head out now.
I would think if the children are safe, we've kind of... Have we established, like, kind of taken a short rest to kind of...
Yeah, you guys can do a hit die, heals if you want to. You've been in here not really doing anything
really
for over an hour, probably.
I only benefit from a long rest. I just didn't know if you wanted a short rest.
I mean, we can short rest if we want to, if we feel like we're not going to get into too much in town. Who knows what will happen in town? I think we should take a short rest and see what happens, kind of thing. So I'll spend a hit die to just hit point up, but I can do that in between stuff.
Brax is fresh, so he's ready to go whenever you guys are. He hasn't done anything.
Brackish?
Hammerfist. I wanted to be Brackish.
Yeah, so I think we take a short rest, but then we, like, I Jonda would take the time to, like, say goodbye to the children and make them laugh a little bit before we left and stuff like that. And, like,
even, you know, tickling.
Tickle fight. Yeah. Hey, forget about all that death you witnessed.
Yeah, you tickle Gilbert and he doesn't smirk.
A little push to the chin, being like, you just hang in there, you kids, okay? I'm going to come visit. And I do have intentions on maybe visiting and calling
checking
up
in on them.
Yeah, checking in on them, yeah.
Okay, so you do that. You want to heal your guy up?
Sure. I got a D10.
Hammerfist is fine.
Yeah, Svisny's fine.
You fucker.
What? Those ones were rocketing out of there before.
A 4 with Song of Rest.
Plus your constitution.
Oh, yeah. So 5. I'll get a solid 5. Roll that again.
There what's going on?
8.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I can see what's going on.
Shoddy craftsmanship.
So we'll see.
Whoa! She just walks here and destroys me deep inside.
So I'll just do it. Roll a couple die, get 15 HP back, and be good. Be good with that. Yeah.
Hot tip, ladies: if you want to destroy a man,
pick on
call into question their crafting and construction skills.
Well, Chad liked it, and it was for him.
Challenge their competency. Challenge their competency.
Chad's a man.
I'm a man.
You step out in the town and you can tell that this town is a shadow of what it used to be. Broken pillars have fallen to the ground. It is cleaned up to the point that, like, it's not just, like, shambles and crumbs and rocks. Like, somebody is looking after the place a little bit. Yeah, and that's what you see as you step out. You have a 20-foot high wall all around with two entrances that are gated and closed at this time and shut down as a curfew kind of thing. Yeah. Continue on from there.
You want to wrap it up at any point in time? Still?
Yeah, right now. I keep forgetting that we didn't do it.
How about you give me, like, your best description of the city, and then we come out of it.
Okay, so...
As we come out of the monastery.
The city you see is built mostly of concrete. It is a shadow of its former self. You can see it was quite a predominant place at one point in time. It's obviously been left in shambles, as it is in possession of the scoundrel Drex. As you look around, the people are either super, super run down, or they're looking like haggard, scary people that you don't even want to converse with. It's like the two drastic opposite ends as you look around. So you have, like, your shopkeepers, your shopkeepers and like people that you would approach, but they look a little bit in shambles, like they've been taken advantage of or whatever. And yeah, everybody else you see is looking evil.
So it's very much a that long-term downturn of a city where it's like the resources are slimmer and slimmer and slimmer.
Yeah, and like anybody you'd talk to would speak to Drex, like anything good that happens, he takes, he pillages, he is a raper. Yeah.
How is the sun affecting the city right now? Or has it really...
Here it's got like the guards and stuff a little bit on alert. It
has touched the city though?
Yeah, it's just within that realm.
Oh, okay.
Where it's opened up. So you've kind of got... The people who are obviously involved with the Abelosm and Promised are a little bit up in arms right now.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, a little bit more of a high alert in this place, which is unfortunate, as this is where you've ended up. And that's where you are now.
And that's where we're going to end our session?
In Detroit. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Don't drink the water. And everybody here is illiterate.
We're awesome. In Michigan.
All right, let's take 10 minutes to talk about that session. I really like that one. I really think that it was a quick character build.
And I told you I was kind of leaning more towards the role-playing and discovery here because I need to know stuff before I can write more stuff, which is why I'm like poking at Svisny and trying to figure out what...
Svisny's a pretty bad bitch.
Yeah, she is.
Let's talk to Svisny. Like, so at the top of your head, how do you imagine Svisny?
She's very, like, stoic and serious. She gets a little bit of pleasure from smashing and grabbing, but it's not, like, overall excitement.
Oh, gee, I never noticed.
It's kind of out of necessity.
As you've killed absolutely everybody so far.
she enjoys it, but not to the point where, like, she seeks it out for validation.
It's like her craft or her skill.
Yeah.
And she likes doing it, but...
Serious, doesn't, like, have a lot of close friends, like, doesn't, like, easily make... friend. She's very to the point.
Yeah. What does she look like? And like, does she have hair as like, you know?
Yeah, I think it's like shaved except for like a long braid.
Like in the backside, like a monk or
no,
like a...
No, like probably like the crown of her head it comes out of.
Okay. And
it's... Like this?
As he points to his own haircut with braid, complete
myself.
With braid.
No, it's like so from like here, which you can't see, but like from the very top of your head, like a really long, thick braid.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then she's wearing like...
Does she have a color scheme of sorts?
Leather and fur.
Glass in their fur, even mine. Couldn't wait to get that.
She is from a northern location originally.
Yeah.
But she's very adaptable and will... change her outfit for where she is.
Sure. So she's maybe stripped, she's like, you know, like, not as heavy. Is the climate warm here? Or warmish?
It's warmish.
What season do you think we're in right now?
It would be like a spring for us kind of deal here.
Okay. It plays into the sun coming in and everything. It's very a new.
Yeah, and flowers are turning and sprouting and birds are flying around. It's maiden time, you know?
So in turn, Svisny is made of shed some layers of her winter wear.
Well, and then like I think because her totem spirit animal is eagle, birds have a natural defense against cold, so she doesn't need to like bundle up against the cold. Her eyes are the piercing yellow when she goes into a rage.
So she's wearing as little as possible. Yeah. This is what I got in my mind.
No.
You big old bitch.
You big old bitch.
What? She kind of had to be to pull off being Percy's girlfriend.
I guess so,
That was fucking brilliant.
All those guards are thinking Percy's getting pegged tonight hard. She's definitely the dominant force out of those two. And just seeing his reaction, like, oh, yeah, it's my girl.
That's what's happening right
now. Because he has to go with it, because he can't cause an altercation with the guards right now.
How else can you get? What were our other options?
It was perfect. Especially with the Goliath, I was wondering how that was going to play out.
And
because
you weren't expecting it.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And a brilliant thing about something like that is the ego amongst our each other. Like, there's people we've played with that are like, you know, say that, and they would take it.
No.
Yeah, no. What? What?
Yeah.
What? Right? Like, you got being able to roll with the punches on something like that makes super fun.
Yeah, really you got to do that. Yes, and you got to take what everybody's putting in and keep going with the story. Don't cut anything out.
Yeah.
I picture more like she looks sort of like, you know, Matilda, the movie, like Trunchbull. Like sort of like that, like no nonsense, like
shot put pro.
At the heart of heart, she's like a little bit of a softie, like she's not like malicious.
Loves chocolate
for
cake.
No reason,
I like how you did that too. Like you made him, your boyfriend, and then when you got in, and he was uncomfortable with that, but he went with it. One, because he's scared of you. Two, he doesn't want to have a
confrontation with the guards.
Yeah, in front of them, knowing that your stories don't line up. And then you get in there, and then you're like, don't get any ideas. And this guy's just like, fuck me. Yeah, it was really good. I really liked it.
Swiss needs a wallflower.
Okay. Trunchbull.
Yeah, it's from Matilda.
Yeah, I remember vividly. Trunchbull.
Really good first round for this. Chapter 2.
Thank you so much for being a part of this, Jenny.
She's not done yet.
I think we're looking at Svisny for a while, we hopes.
That's a me, thanks.
If not the main attraction.
Oh, I see.
Well, now that I get to know a character, I definitely pique some ideas for sure.
Thank you very much, creators, for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story so far. We have lots to tell, lots to look forward to with Nocidia.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
However you've decided to consume our content, whether that be strictly in audio form here on the podcast or experiencing us in full color on our Twitch or YouTube channels, we thank you for supporting the show. Remember to leave a rate and review when you can, and come say hi sometime during a live stream. Hit those follow and subscribe buttons and never miss an episode. There's lots to look forward to, and we can't wait to see how it all plays out.